So with all the dreary news around the world, perhaps Earth's various predicaments are a job for...
In October 2010, the Justice League of America will be teaming up with the 99. Icons like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and their colleagues will be teaming up with icons Jabbar, Noora, Jammer, and their colleagues.
What? You don't recognize those last names up there next to the Justice League's Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman? You don't know what Jabbar and Noora can do that you and I couldn't do? Well, a lot of the world does know the characters of the 99. Based on the 99 attributes of Allah in the Quran, they are the comic creation of our next guest, Dr. Nieff Al-Mutawa, who reached back to the year 1258 to come up with his own myth to create his heroes. Here is Nieff Al-Mutawa speaking at last year's TED Global Conference.
History tells us the Mongols invaded Baghdad and destroyed it. All the books from Dar al-Hikmah Library, the most famous library in its day, were thrown in the Tigris River, and the Tigris changed its color with ink. It's a story passed on generation after generation. I rewrote that story. And in my version, the librarians find out that this is going to happen. And here's a side note. If you want a comic book to do well, make the librarians the hero. It always works well.
Great point. Nieff Al-Mutawa joins us on the line from Long Island. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, John.
On this good first day of Ramadan, it's great to speak with you.
You as well.
And I have to say, you know, how do you bring the powers of the 99 to deal with the deadly serious brutality in Syria right now? I want to talk about the characters in a moment, but just take it straight to the headlines. How does a young boy or girl who might be in Hama imagining how to get out of this predicament think of the attributes of the 99?
You know, what we did when things started getting terrible in Syria is we released the Syrian member of the 99. So the 99 are from 99 different countries, and we'd only created the first 30 of them so far. And so one of the 99 attributes is the merciful. And so we introduced a pudgy little cute girl named Rahima, or the merciful character of the 99, and it started introducing her into some of the character lines. Because our characters are meant to, we keep away from politics and religion and stuff like that. They're meant to be aspirational and representative, and so we thought it was time for... to release the merciful member at that point.
But, you know, what's fascinating about the 99 is that you specifically evoke in your description of what motivated you to even get involved in this comic book series, the struggles of the comic book characters that emerged in the 20s and 30s.
Absolutely.
With fascism and Nazism in Europe.
Yes, absolutely.
And so how do you walk this line? Avoiding politics, but embracing the struggles that are in the hearts and minds of people all over the world.
Very, very finely. I mean, one of the things that I just started talking about recently, and I don't know if this is smart or stupid of me, is that, the themes of the Arab Spring have been part of our storylines, 4 years before the Arab Spring erupted. For example, our main bad guy is 500 years old and won't let go of power. The 99 are all kids. They're from all over the world. And even though they existed over the centuries, since 1258, different kids had those stones and got those powers. They weren't really able to network, and therefore the bad guy, Rugal, was able to get them one by one and take their stones away. But now, because of the power of networking, they're able to get together and team up against him. So the thing is that, even George Washington, one of the biggest American icons, is still viewed as a political terrorist in Britain. And so the question, what I wanted to do is I didn't want to get into stuff that already exists that has preconceived notions about it, because I believe that no two people would disagree about basic facts when you look at them from 30,000 feet. And so I try to look at the issues of the world, but do it from above instead of kind of getting into particular issues that exist.
Although you can't avoid it in certain cases. You have one character, Bettina the Hidden.
Yes.
She wears a burqa.
She does.
And she's the only female character that does so, which I understand has brought you an almost a potential of a ban in Saudi Arabia and possible fatwa from scholars in Indonesia.
Well, the burqa, I think we'll probably get some more in trouble in France than in Saudi Arabia. I think they kind of like that in Saudi Arabia. But
nice.
the issue with the, I wanted the 99 to be representational, so they're from 99 different countries. One character does wear the burqa. I'm somebody who does not believe in any way, shape, or form that the burqa has anything to do with Islam. I think it's more Arab culture that kind of got co-opted into Islam. But out of respect for people that do, there's a representation there. She's a hero. She's equal to all of them. She has special powers, which are sometimes needed, sometimes not, just like all the other characters. So the way I deal with tolerance in the issue, even though they're from 99 countries, we don't talk about their religion or their background. What we do talk about is their different powers and which powers are best suited to solve a particular problem, and they have to kind of work with each other to solve that problem. That's how we deal with the tolerance issue. It's kind of
right.
How Bill Cosby dealt with the whole racism without discussing racism.
Interesting. Dr. Nieff Al-Mutawa is a clinical psychologist. He's the creator of of the 99 superheroes based on Islamic attributes of Allah that are explicitly referenced in the Quran. Doc, let's talk about the specific powers and tell our listeners where they can experience the 99 directly.
Sure. So the specific powers of the 99 come from these stones that I created that have within them the knowledge of all civilizations. There's a famous library that was sacked in 1258. This is part of history, which had the books of all civilizations, not just Islam. There are Christian books in there and Jewish books and Greek philosophers. And basically, in my myth, these books all got saved onto these 99 stones. And this is what powers the characters. And
so it's just a little like a ring meets book in the Tolkien a little bit.
Exactly. Yep. It's also like, you know, there's also the elements of King Arthur where you don't choose the stone chooses you.
There's
a bunch of kind of stuff that I've taken from, you know, from my Western education. And, you know, when we talk about the 99 attributes of Allah, they're basic human values, things like generosity and wisdom and foresight and mercy and very basic things that, you know, you're very, very hard to find, you know, people who would disagree about their value. And so, because for me, the question was, what is it? You know, I wanted to create stuff that Islam shares with the rest of humanity versus it's supposed to be an inclusive type of thing that's inspired by Islam yet is a secular type of construct,
where,
like Batman and Superman.
Where can our listeners find the 99 and is there a movie coming toward us? Are you at Comic-Con this year? That sort of thing.
Sure. The TV series was sold to global audiences. We'll launch globally in January. We sold it in multiple territories, around 50 countries so far. The comic book series, the crossover with Batman and Superman was released already. It's actually in comic book stores all over America.
Fantastic.
And you know, the storylines start out with distrust and move over to trust, you know, because they realize that it's the bad guys from both universes that are causing distrust among the two teams of superheroes.
And I see you, you know, referenced by Obama. You're talking at the TED conference. What, clinical psychology not working out for you there, Doc?
Well, it's all about clinical psychology. You know, if you tell a kid enough times that they're stupid, they're going to start believing that they're stupid. And if you tell them enough times that they're a terrorist, they're going to start believing that. And as the father of five young boys, I really wanted to step up and create alternative role models that would pretty much kind of be there for kids all over the world. Yet it's coming from a father who's a psychologist.
That's electrifying. What's your kid's favorite superhero? Before we go.
Each one likes a different one, so it's fun to hear them kind of have those conversations. But I think they all like the one that has the muscles. I have all boys, so that's, you know.
There you go. Boys will be boys. Dr. Nief Al-Mutawa is the clinical psychologist, creator of the 99 Islamic-based comic characters, soon to be appearing in a heroic story near you.
And the artwork is top-notch also. Check it out online. And the other thing to check out with us is your reaction to the debt ceiling deal that may get passed and signed into law today. Do you have a reaction to the current consensus as you see it?
Carol from Manhattan, I'm furious. And all I can say is there better be job growth from all those small business people who are saving money and not paying taxes, higher taxes.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.